This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song by song podcast. Episode 173, Point of No Return.
Point of No Return was the only new track on the 2012 album of lifeless ELO rehashes known as Mr. Blue Sky, the very best of Electric Light Orchestra. The album was released on September 26, 2012 in Japan, October 5th in Europe, and October 9th in the United States. At the Billboard website on September 26, 2012, Jeff Lynne said,
"Point of No Return was written and tied in with the banking scandal a little bit. It was the general mood of the time, like 2009 or something. It's a story about a guy who's not very pleased with lots of things that are going on."
On the November 7th, 2012 episode of Rockline, Jeff Lynne said,
"The reason you haven't heard Point of No Return before is because I wrote it about 5 years ago, and Craig, my manager, is always looking for bonus tracks and never stops. Give us a bonus track, give us a bonus track, non-stop, usually. And so this one was a bonus track, and I finished it off specially for that reason. I had the words and everything, it was all done about 5 years ago. And so I thought, I'll just remix this and make it the bonus track."
On October 3rd, 2012, Jeff Lynne said on the Music Radar site,
"I really like the song. It's got an excitement to it, the chord shapes and all."
In the article, Jeff Lynne, a blast from the past, on the Classic Rock Revisited website, Jeff said,
"I wrote Point of No Return about 4 years ago as part of a new album. I haven't finished me new album yet, but it is on the way. I've got quite a few songs, like 6 or 7 towards it."
Nick DeRiso wrote in his August 29th, 2012 review at Something Else,
"The track sounds, at least in the early going, like the typical solo Lynne production. Add in Roy Orbison, and it might have been a Traveling Wilburys outtake. Then, just as you're getting comfy with it all, Point of No Return begins to elevate as Lynne stirs in some billowing strings and a fabulously smeared, echoing guitar solo. Something starts to happen, and by the time Point of No Return concludes, it's all here. Ultimately, the song's polyester era charms, perfect in their way, for an album that will be dominated by long-ago gems from the ELO catalog, simply become too much to resist.
There's no turning back now."
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we have reached the point of no return.
Well, we might as well. We only got a couple albums after this.
That's true, and I guess this is what we should get used to, isn't it? This type of song from Jeff Lynne's Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody didn't catch the whisper there. It's kind of like how I like a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Bacon! Lettuce and tomato.
Yeah.
So, right now, this is Jeff Lynne! Yellow.
Yeah, it sure is.
Still calling himself Electric Light Orchestra at the time, because this was back when he remade all of his other songs. I think it was, what, because that one movie with Bill Murray used Mr. Blue Sky or something like that. Or some movie used Mr. Blue Sky and he re-recorded it and so decided, I'm just going to re-record everything else. And it worked out about as well as when what remained of Blue Oyster Cult at the time recorded Don't Fear the Reaper for the Stand miniseries and decided, we'll just go in the studio and re-record all of our old stuff that people like.
Yeah, I'm just going to put this message out to the world, and I hope every single band that has ever existed and ever will exist will listen to me. Don't ever do that, because it never works. Anything you remake from your past in the future always sounds lame. Just leave it be.
Question Mark and the Mysterians, I will give them credit. They had a reason to do it. It's because the guy at the time, who's finally passed away, who owned their original recordings, wouldn't let them have their original recordings to re-release their albums on, so they just re-recorded their two albums and said, there, now we make money.
Yeah.
But no, there was no reason to re-record everything that you were already making money from, because you own it. And yeah, after listening to most of Def Leppard's discography the other day, I'm halfway expecting them to do it, because they did the, let's try and be with the times album, the let's get back to our roots album, the let's be a boy band album.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's an early 2000s album by Def Leppard where they sound like Backstreet Boys with guitars.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's about how low they sink. And then, of course, there's the covers album, which then they followed that up with a let's try to get back to our roots album again, which surprised me, because I was expecting after that the re-recorded album.
Yeah.
Technically, Jeff Lynne did do the covers album. That was that one of oldies.
Yeah, Long Wave. Yep.
Long Wave. This one, though, was not an old ELO song. This was a new song that was an outtake from the time when he was recording his old songs. And it sounds like an outtake from Zoom. Sounds a little bit better than some of the songs on Zoom, but that's not saying much. I was listening to it going, I was expecting to make snarky comments and everything about this, and I was listening to it going, hey, I'm not going to be as snarky, but then we start up the podcast, I'm sitting there going, I just listened to this song within the last 15 to 20 minutes. The words Point of No Return come to my head, and the organ opening from Kansas's song is the first thing that pops in my brain. Not this thing. I guess it's okay. The lyrics I found were not bad, and they had a couple good musical things in there. Some really amplified tom-toms in there on some of the drum parts, and had an interesting guitar part in there, but I can't remember most of how thing goes after this, like, vapor. That's about how I can describe a lot of the later Jeff Lynne stuff. It's either dull, or if it's not that dull, it's just kind of fades away quickly. I guess he may put a little bit more effort into this than he did in re-recording his stuff, but not much. It's okay, but it's gone already.
Well, I love the song. I love how it starts, how it just, it wastes no time. It bangs right in with that organ. You got the drums flailing behind
You're
it.
You're thinking of the Kansas song again.
And then it settles down. And can I think of the Kansas song? I'd much rather talk about the Kansas song, Point of No Return, than
I love that album, by the way, too.
ELO, air quotes, song. Yeah, I've loved that song since I first heard it back in, 77, 78. It's a great damn song. So much better than this. I'd even rather talk about the new Shoes song, Point of No Return. But we're here, so I guess we have to.
Yeah.
This song is perfect for an album of hollow remakes. So here's a new song that sounds as hollow as these remakes. I guess the story is Jeff's managers said, okay, you're putting this album out. How about a bonus track? Come on, give us a bonus track. Something new. A little bonus track here. Come on, put some little juice in here to help sell this album. Come on, how about a little bonus? Fine, here's your bonus track. Now leave me alone. And that's what this sounds like. Fine, here's a song. Now leave me alone so I can get other things done. I don't like this song. It is so boring. It's so dull. I don't like how it starts. It sounds tinny, like it's coming through an AM radio speaker. The tune of it did nothing for me. I mean, when it went into the chorus, my interest went from 0 to 0.5. But that didn't last long through the chorus. I mean, it's nothing stellar or spectacular. It's kind of nice, okay. But I've heard that kind of thing 100 billion times before from Jeff Lynne and done much better. And then it goes back into the song and my interest is back down to zero. The guitar solo, it was still at zero. There was at some point where it kind of bumped up to maybe 0.3, and then it, by the end of the guitar solo, is back to zero, and then it was over, and then it's done, and I really have no interest in hearing it again. This is probably the third time in my life since the album came out, and I got the album back when it came out because I didn't know better, and also because I gotta have everything by ELO. So I was not impressed with it then. I wasn't impressed with it the second time I probably heard it years later. And I wasn't impressed with it when I heard it last night, again for a third time. So, yeah, it's so boring. I think maybe I would say this is the second worst ELO song I've heard. First worst would be Caught in a Trap, which I thought was really bland and dull. Third worst, this even outdoes Battle of Marston Moor. Because again, at least Battle of Marston Moor was weird and interesting. I may not have liked it, but at least it caught my attention and just maybe, what? And then it would switch into something else. And, huh? Whereas Point of No Return, here's your verse. Here's your chorus. Here's your verse. Time to put in the guitar solo. Bridge. Done. Okay, that's out of the way. And there you go.
Yeah, that's what it sounds really like, is something that was just thrown together, manufactured, and I've made a lot of comments about his little two-word blurbs about a lot of his songs, and I don't think he could even probably come up with two words to describe this, because I don't really know if he'd even remember he made it. So... I mean, he probably takes a look at it and goes, oh, Point of No Return. Well, I remember them misspelling no, but yeah, I could use a little... Oh, this is that song.
Oh, it's not Kansas, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what those boys are up to. Yeah. Favorite album of mine from the 70s. Let's put this on.
Yeah.
I have the half-speed mastered version of that. It's really nice to listen to.
Of the Kansas?
Yeah.
No, that Kansas song is friggin' awesome. I mean, just I'm just agog about the musicianship on that song. The way the fingers are just flailing on that keyboard, and the violin player keeps up with the keyboard player playing the same notes at the same time, and things are going so fast that it's like...
Got another song on there called Sparks of the Tempest that is really about the same. Completely different song, but same technical ability on there. That's the album that has Dust in the Wind. Then has some of their more epic stuff too, some cheesy lyrics, but
right. Well, it's Kansas.
Yeah, it's a great album that everybody should check out instead of wasting their time with this.
With Mr. Blue Sky, the very best of Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah. No, I always thought Point of No Return, KNOW, was better than Dust in the Wind. I love Dust in the Wind, but I think Point of No Return is so much more rockin'.
But it gets played about every half hour.
Yeah, Dust in the Wind, that's another thing against it, yeah. Yeah, it was great in 1978, and then after a few years of hearing it all the time, you get kind of bored with it.
All We Are is Dust in the Wind, dude.
I always wanted to do a song called All We Are Ducks in the Wind, but I never got around to it, so.
That sounds foul.
All right. Well, we long since stopped talking about ELO. Eric's going with horrible dad puns, so this is probably the time to put a bullet in this thing's head and put an end to this.
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Got something to say about Point of No Return? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Get into the point of no return. No return. No return. If we get into the point of no return, get into the point of no return. Podcast, getting to the point of no return.
Good old everybody, it's me, that Donna guy behind that Xanadu thing, and here's my take on Point of No Return. This track is yet another anomaly in this remastered branch of the ELO catalog before things got complicated with the Jeff Lynne's ELO moniker. A fine track surrounded by a questionable project, but I'm getting ahead of myself already in the first paragraph. Point of No Return is quite the powerhouse on many levels. The lyrics might lean on the title line a bit much during the chorus, but the melody soothes out any rough spots to my ears. And it's not often you hear the word laundromat in any of Jeff's songs. The guitar solo is harrowing in a good dramatic way, and though the strings are fake, Jeff doesn't push them too far in front or back, adding a nice layer of drama. And the guitars are well arranged, not heavily relying on the 4x4 beat that Jeff is relying on heavily in recent albums. This is the first track I played when I got Mr. Blue Sky, as I was well aware of the rest of the tracks and why they were there. The only real speed bump here is the quandary of whether this track originally came from. I can rest easy if this was an original piece. However, if this was from the Zoom sessions, well, its non-inclusion makes me respect Zoom even less, as this track would have overpowered pretty much every track on that album. And as for Mr. Blue Sky, don't get me started. This is song by song, not album by album.
Well, hello, this is Troy White. Well, we've arrived at the Mr. Blue Sky compilation. I have to admit, I haven't been following ELO all that much over the past few years. I didn't even know about this compilation till I started listening to the podcast. I don't own it, but I did listen to a few songs on YouTube in preparation for this week's episode. And I have to say, talk about a work of supererogation, if you want to call it that, or maybe unnecessary. I don't know why Jeff agreed to do this compilation. I don't know why he would want to re-record ELO classics, which are perfect just as they are, in a bid to win new fans. Well, then why doesn't he do the Mr. Blue Sky versions in concert? I've watched a couple of concerts on YouTube with him and his current touring band, and he plays it pretty close to the vest when it comes to performing ELO classics. So again, when I think of this album, I think of capital W, capital H, capital Y, question mark with several exclamation points. I just don't think it was necessary. There are other good ELO compilations out there, including box sets. And for the record, I feel the same way about this week's selection, Point of No Return. I don't like it. I don't know why it was even recorded and put on this compilation. It sounds like an outtake from Zoom to me, which probably should have been left in the vault. Well, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Like it? Hate it? What does Madeline think?
It was so-so. Yeah.
Wow, she didn't like it or hate it. I don't have a jingle for that.
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 174, Out of Luck.